Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So... Yes.
Morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Running Commentary.
Yep, we're about to achieve some of our fastest pace ever.
Yeah, massive run today.
Yeah, incredible.
Massive. In terms of distances, we're looking about, 45, 50 miles?
We could go that far. That's right.
Easily. Is there anyone coming from the left there?
Nothing. You can go.
Okay, cool.
You can just carry on.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's cold, isn't it? Really windy.
Okay, let's come close. It's not running commentary, it's driving commentary. Yes.
What are you on about? What do you mean? I thought it was running commentary. That's what made it different.
If this offends you, turn it off.
I thought you recorded it while you're running, mate.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
We're driving to Bath. For the gig the night before the Bath Half.
Yes.
And the Bath Half isn't happening.
The Bath
Half's
not happening.
We're coming at this story right at the end. Let's look at this whole deal. Because if you've been listening to these... Paul's not been well. That's the key thing here.
I've not been well.
Because
if you listened to the last
episode, Paul was saying, I'm feeling really jet lagged, can't really shake it off. But we're all talking about our hopes and dreams for Bath. But then your flu was beginning then, wasn't it? You were coming down.
It was
with a bad
beginning
one.
Then, and then I did like 18, 19 hours driving in the next 3 days.
Oh, that's right.
And I just felt myself sinking. And then I just got ill. I just had the flu that everyone's been going on about.
Yeah, and really wiped
and it really smashed me up, bruv.
Incapacitated.
Yeah, bruv. It really messed me up. And I had that thing where you just have to say, I'm ill now. I just can't do anything.
So we couldn't. We were supposed to go out for a run with Andrew Barnes at the beginning of the week. We couldn't do that.
We're going to go there, we're going to go for another run. We're going to do Bath Half.
Yeah, because even the Bath Half has now been cancelled because of the bad weather.
Yeah.
But you'd already taken the decision to not do it.
I wasn't going to be able to do it because I haven't been able to run all week. I've been a right mess.
Yeah, and that was it.
On my back, like I've been unable to move there. I've been hallucinating.
So, you know, it's a concern, but once you've got to get better so you can get trained up for London.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't particularly fit anyway, and then to lose a week, it's going to be about maybe even 10 days.
That was a funny noise.
What happened? That was just... It's
actually getting quite exciting in the car.
This is the car. That's the car just making noises.
Whiz!
The car.
Yeah. So, our run today is...
In a car.
Along the M4.
It's driving commentary, but we can chat a little bit about running whilst driving.
Absolutely.
It still has a sense of a journey.
Yes. And there's some running to report on. Well,
there's some running to report on from the world of the daring.
Yeah, well, funny thing, because this is what, thinking about it, that means it was Friday morning that we went out for that short one and you were sickening for it and about to do your driving.
Yeah.
I went off down to Brighton.
That weekend. Because I did the park run on Saturday morning, which I think is the thing that tipped me over. I was in Manchester. I wasn't feeling great.
Where do you go? Stretford? South Manchester?
No, I did the Longford. I did the Stretford Park run, yes.
Yeah.
And it was really cold. And I just went out in classic shorts and a vest because that's how I do things.
Yeah, I remember you were celebrated for it. But yes, I was celebrated. Old school.
Somebody sent us a tweet saying Tonkinson was looking really old school this morning in his, you know, T-shirt and shorts in freezing conditions. And I said, I'm actually really stupid because I'm going to catch a cold. And then I did. So I just completely didn't shock myself at all. And I was knackered anyway. And then, you know, when you want to do a park run, you really want to do it. Did it. And it kind of tipped me over, really. Yeah. Since then, I've just been a right mess.
Oh, well, that's bad news. Well, I was going to do... We said this is... So we recorded Friday. You did that on Saturday. And then
yes.
You haven't run since, I suppose.
I haven't run, though. No.
And now it's Saturday again now. I was going to run the park run in... London. I was thinking this is weird because I was in Brighton for the weekend, but that's how I came back for my son's birthday.
Yeah.
On the Saturday, so I was going to do one of the London ones, and I didn't. And that's because at the gig on Friday, Stephen Grant, the host and promoter in Brighton, said, "How about doing the Brighton Half Marathon on Sunday?" And I said, said, "Do you want to do the Brighton Half on Sunday?" And I was like, "Oh, that's quite a good idea.
It's not a bad idea, is it?
It was kind of disappointing when I immediately realised that it was doable."
Yes. Yeah. It's quite nice when that happens. Because what happened, his wife couldn't do it or something.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she wasn't prepared to do it in the cold. Obviously, it was all official. I didn't run on her number or anything.
No one's suggesting that you would do that, Mr. Deering.
Numbers are strictly Mrs. Grant. Not transferable.
No. But still,
but Lucy Grant did get a good. She did. Time that day.
She ran quite well, definitely quicker than Lucy Grant had run before.
Okay, well,
so that's nice.
I'm sorry, everyone, if I'm bending the rules of running, well, but it was a nice. So it was good because I went and it was getting colder and colder last
running
weekend.
Commentary. I was disgusted to find you condoning race number transference.
It's not a good
vis-a-vis
thing to do.
The Brighton Half Marathon.
Yes.
My wife entered the women over 40 section and was beaten into 25th place by a Lucy Grant.
So how did you go?
Yeah, well, it was great.
Was it really?
Yeah, well, it was so cold, but it was a really nice, because obviously, yeah, it was at a really good point.
Yes.
You know, I was ready for, I was about to taper for Bath.
Yes.
But feeling good, feeling fit.
Yeah.
And then I made this plan to not, I thought I really want to do Bath and do it well.
Right.
So I can't wear myself out in Brighton seven days before.
Yeah.
So I mustn't go too fast.
Good for you. Right.
And that's just such a good note for me.
Yes. Yeah. Because you always set off too fast.
I always set off too fast.
Yeah.
And it's not like I am trying to get faster.
Right.
At the moment to basically access my earlier pace.
Yes. Yeah.
But going fast all the time isn't the way to do that.
No,
you know?
No.
So, but it's funny as well because you were saying about last time we went out about how our training plan is like jazz. We're just making it up as we go along.
Yeah.
And it was exactly that. It was a total left field thing, but a really good training run. Because,
yeah, I thought, nice don't go too fast. Catches by surprise. Yeah.
Go out steady. I'd love to do different things. I've always wanted to run in Brighton. I've always been sad not to run the marathon, but it's within a couple of weeks of London and so on and so forth. And also, our erstwhile compadre Zoe Lyons has often done the Brighton Half.
Yes, yeah, so, loads of people do it. Yeah.
So, it's, you know, just brilliant. Yeah. And I went there, I mean, it was tough because Stephen Grant was doing it as well, obviously.
Yeah.
We both did the early show and the late show at Comedia on the
Saturday
night.
So you didn't sleep. Too,
he actually said, "Can
sleep.
You? I'm going to bring you on. You're closing the show. I'm going to go home. I need to get to bed, you know, before the half tomorrow. So, right. Can you wrap up the show?" I was like, "But yeah, but that means I." Yeah. So I was on stage at the end of the show saying, "So yeah, Stephen's gone. He's already asleep, and I really should be. Good night."
Yeah.
But the shows are lovely. It was really good.
Good.
And it was so cold. It was the cold ahead of the snow.
Right.
And that was nice.
The beast from the east tipped his head. Yeah,
it was
peeking
nibbling.
Around the corner.
It, it poked up out of the English Channel and then it would nibble on my nethers.
Yes, yeah.
Because I took a big heavy coat down to the start because I had a baggage tag, so that was good.
Right.
And I had my hands in my pockets and my hood up and, you know, just a light sense of panic that I still wasn't going to be warm enough.
Right.
That's the tough bit, isn't it, before a race?
No, it's really tough, how to keep warm.
Oh, yeah, and other people always seem better at it than me. There were still plenty of people there in lightly dressed and looking okay with it.
But you don't want to lose your best gear as well. I've thrown away some really nice T-shirts at races before.
They're all geared up for that in New York.
Yeah.
And even the stuff you get rid of, you have to get rid of it early.
Yes.
You can't wear it to the last minute or wear it on the run.
Yeah.
So here's me in this big igloo coat. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful, not a cloud in the sky.
Mm.
But I mean,
clear
wind
and freezing.
Chill minus six, something like that.
Wow.
And
wow.
Oh, that's what they were predicting.
Yeah.
And wonderfully for the run, I just could not wait to start running.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, just please let's because you
let's
know
begin.
One's ever really cold when they're running, you know.
Yeah.
And then I took the coat off and checked it in, and I had an unused foil blanket.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So I got that, wrapped it around myself. It wasn't enough. I was beginning to get into quite a bad way.
Yeah.
But as soon as I wrapped around myself, this bloke said, "Oh, where'd you get that, mate? Did you?" And he realised as he was asking that I must have had it with me because I was like the only one. And I said, "Yeah, I had this left over from another from a natural disaster I was in."
But, that's a good gag.
So I was in the 2 to 2:15 pen.
Right.
And I was thinking, just through some mishap.
Yes, yeah.
Not because I was there.
Right.
Running with someone else.
No.
Who would do that?
No one would do that.
I can only apologise.
Were you dressed as a lady?
I'm a lady.
Big wig, yeah.
Yeah, like an important lady.
Yes.
Like a lady big wig.
Yeah.
You know, like I was dressed as Angela Merkel. But I see he's still not well.
Spotted in the 2:15 pen, Angela Merkel warming up.
She looked taller than usual.
Yeah.
And I was saying to myself, I must run it, mustn't go too fast.
Yeah.
But I want to come do less than 2 hours. No idea really. I just wanted to run out steady.
Mm.
And I did, and gosh, it was a relief to start running.
Yeah.
But it was quite tight. I mean, there was some element, obviously, of a sort of overtakiness, but people do that as well. I mean, in general, don't
they? Of course,
The whole thing with a running event is it's a shakedown, unless it's very unusual for everyone to all be running at the same
time. Starting in the right pen,
Sometimes on the Bath half, one of the only things about it is that sometimes it kind of goes down to one lane, like not one lane for a runner, but one lane for a car.
Yes, yeah.
I don't think that's really enough room.
No, for a run of that scale. No.
It's only a couple of times. There's one little one towards the end, and there's one about maybe 2-3 miles in.
Right. But so how was it cutting through at the start then? Were you noticeably slowed down by your compadres?
Yeah, it was quite nice. The trying to go slow thing, I was just thought, I'll just run off.
Just,
you know, just go
along.
Steady, try and run as slow as... For me, if I'm running, when we run together, we run, what, like 9.5 minute miles, slowing to 10 if there's stuff going on.
Yeah.
When I'm running, trying to run sort of slower on my own, I run sort of 8.5 minute miles.
Right.
And... I don't know what I was doing. I wasn't looking at it. Wasn't looking at my phone or anything. I was just, you know, just not worrying too much about getting in front of the people I was overtaking, you know, and just using it to hold back a bit, which is perfect. I think if you're running the Bath half for time,
you could
get into difficulties every now and again.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I don't know.
Brighton half.
Brighton half.
You keep talking about Bath half.
So beautiful. So you come, you're running away from the sun west and then you go hard back on yourself and up the hill on the main road.
Yeah.
Looking out across the sea, and you know, it was absolutely beautiful, and then my eyeballs froze over.
Right.
But no, it was really nice.
Very cold. Yeah.
Beautiful out along the cliffs there, and then turn back.
Lovely, gorgeous there. The little turn back.
The Brighton hairpin.
The little hairpin bend there at the end.
And
Merkel just skates past the hairpin there.
Here comes Angela.
Here she comes there on par for 1:45 half.
So, and and that's there wasn't that much wind. It was just plain cold, but that was into the wind. So turn back, and that was a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And then downhill into town. It's kind of the first three out, second three back.
Right.
Down the hill, back into Bath.
Brighton.
You keep mentioning the Bath half.
So,
this is the Brighton reportly.
So, it was
what was the atmosphere reading like? Fan, you know, for crowd good?
Yeah, lots of people, lots of support, lots of signs and things.
Nice.
I was listening to music, getting a lot of film music, lots of good people, a few people dressed up, a couple of guys dressed as bananas.
Nice.
Woman dressed as Batman.
Nice.
Lots of, you know, it was a good scene.
Yeah,
it's a good event. It's got that thing of being, it's part of the city, you know, everyone
Carnival.
Feels, you can feel the people are familiar
They're
with it as an event.
Yes,
a lot of the people there. Come from there.
Right.
There's a lot of charity running. It was a really good vibe. Really, really nice. And as I came back, sort of heading towards the halfway distance. Oh, that was the only sad thing. God, I hope this is all right. On the way out, really early on, and everyone's kind of sorting themselves out. Maybe I won't need these gloves, or I'm keeping this hat on. Mm. I had to blow my nose, and it was just because of the kind of condensation of the coldness versus the running, you know.
Right.
Anyway, pockets are being opened and closed, right? I saw someone's cash card on the ground.
Oh, no.
They are going to have a nightmare at the end of the race.
Oh, no. That's a doubt.
Particularly as I picked it up, went to the cash point.
Yeah, of course, why not? Well, that's a golden opportunity, isn't it?
Splendid. I really, you know.
Going a real spree with that.
I didn't see it in time to pick it up. I'd have tripped over all the people behind me. But if you lost your cash card, I do hope you found it again.
Yes, yeah.
Good luck with that. But yeah, and then there's a nice little loopy bit where you to kind of make up. It's all along the seafront, right? Mm. But when you get back down to the pier, you turn right and just go up towards Brighton, and then you come back past the pavilion.
Right,
and
nice.
And just really feeling it by then. We're all just having a really good time. I suppose looking back, I just warmed up by then.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, not running too fast and not getting into that first phase of, oh, wait a minute, I'm really tired.
Yes, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, and that's just about, they don't have a halfway marker, but you must be getting sort of to halfway as you get back onto the main drag.
Right.
And then all the way up to Hove, around the 8-9 mile mark, my wife phoned because she didn't know. I was, I phoned her by mistake.
All right, she didn't know you were doing that.
She sort of knew, but they were supposed to come down, but they didn't come down because of the weather and the trains and all that stuff. But because all the trains were cancelled.
Right.
I don't think they were cancelled for the weather, actually. It was engineering works.
Okay.
But they hadn't laid down any replacement buses.
Right, okay.
So by Sunday night, there were 1,000 people at Redhill.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to get to Gatwick and missing planes.
Escape from Brighton.
That was before it started snowing.
Yeah.
Anyway, she phoned me up, and I was like, you all right? And she was like, oh, you're running off. So that was fun. But that was part of the whole not doing it too fast, you know.
Yeah.
But the high point is you get up past Hove Lawns and go left and left again, and you're back on the front. And some people were saying, and that was bad, because, you know, you've done 10 miles then, so you've got that half distance thing. Mm. But and the wind, bit of wind.
Yeah.
You know, and pretty cold. But just to get onto the wide promenade.
Yes.
Sea on your right, all those coloured little huts on the left.
That's lovely, yeah, lovely.
Still not a cloud in the sky.
Nice.
It's really special.
And you finished strong, did you?
Yeah, I didn't. I deliberately didn't sprint finish. I nearly did.
Right.
Remember what you were saying, next time I do it at half to run the last three like a park run.
Yeah.
A park run you ran to, and no matter how tired you feel,
you just
go for that.
Yeah,
you know, how fast can you run 3 miles, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought about it. I really thought I could do that. And I thought, no, you wear yourself out for Bath. So I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And in I came. And then it was so cold that in between the finish line and getting my coat, I was getting into a panic again, you know?
Yeah, getting cold again, yeah. So how long...
I did just under 148. It was 147.49, which is basic. And looking at my splits, and because I didn't try and go for a pace, I just went for holding back. And I was really pleased because I was just running 8-minute miles,
Nice,
miles.
Nice.
The extra, I didn't mention my wee.
Right.
But the 3.5 was just shenanigans and weeing and, you know, phone calls and things.
Yeah.
But basically, 8-minute miles all the way around, which adds up to what, 144 plus 0.1 of a mile.
Nice.
I don't know what it is.
Sounds good.
And I've never run one like that. And it was just lovely to come back with something in the tank. So
yeah,
as a marathon
really
training run, that's got to be good.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. And I've got
a nice
my medal.
What a nice experience. Just come from left field. Something you haven't planned
Who
for.
Who knew that was going to happen?
They're great, those, aren't they? Yeah.
And then, of course, at that point, I was expecting to run another half a week later.
Yeah.
But that's...
look how that turned out.
Although,
ironically, now that we're on the way to Bath, the weather will be fine, won't it, tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, but they couldn't do it. I mean, you could feel from the Bath half organisers, they really would have gone ahead if at all possible.
Mm.
But I just think that they couldn't set it up. I think it's getting the people into town to run it, getting the infrastructure on the Friday and the Saturday.
A lot of organising.
Yeah, I get the feeling that by tomorrow morning, the weather will be depressingly temperate.
Yes.
And everyone will go,
This would have been great for a half, yeah.
I was still geared up to run it, like literally just till just before we drove away. Not to run it, but to go for a long run tomorrow morning.
Mm.
And I thought, I'll just do it in London when I come back.
Just chill out, yeah. Oh, that's good. And have you run since then?
Sat-nav wasn't making crazy noises before we put
It's all right. It's a bit of Atmos.
I just think it wants to be in the show. No.
And have you done any runs since then?
Yes. So I didn't run on Monday because I'd done that. But I went out on Wednesday. And that was when it snowed in the night, but the sun was out. I thought, I'll go for a nice run now. and then the snow came in like billio. It was brilliant.
While you were running.
Yeah, I ran 7 3/4 out to Hackney Marshes and Springfield Park and
nice.
It was so much. If you've been have a look online, because there's a picture of me when I get back.
With your head covered in snow.
I had snow in my eyebrows. I was actually scooping snow that was drifting in my eye sockets.
Right.
Scooping it out.
I really miss it, because normally I really love running in the snow. It was gorgeous running in the snow. It was really special.
Out on Hackney Marshes, when getting into a bit of kind of open country,
the snow was coming in
like you wouldn't believe. It was like something out of a film. And there's loads of people out there, but you see them kind of looming out of the thickness, you know. I had a bit of a epiphany, really, because the great thing is when you run in extreme weather conditions and you see another runner, you share that moment, don't you?
Yes, yeah.
They're like a little wave.
Yes, yeah. The people tend to be a bit more social.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had it with in the pouring rain on Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh.
Yeah,
and this was like that quite often. Maybe saw getting on for half a dozen other people.
Yeah,
and you know it was far too cold to stop or chat or anything. But there was that little wave, and not just the wave and the smile, but the little look that says, "This is ridiculous."
Yes, yeah.
And I just thought, that's all I want out of life.
Yeah.
I think if we all did that all the time, I wouldn't be a comedian or anything. I just wanted strangers to look back at me and go, "Hi, this is ridiculous.
This is stupid." Yeah.
That's nothing.
But it's been one of those weeks where people have been struggling to keep up with a marathon training in the middle of the weather. But it's quite an important part of the training period, isn't it?
The distance from the marathon is key.
Yes. Yeah.
And other events, I suppose. I mean, I don't know. I think the big half must be going ahead.
Yeah, the big half's going ahead. Yeah.
And. You know,
and that's tomorrow, isn't it? The big half in London.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Old Kate Carter did a sub-3 marathon.
She got a sub-3.
Which was a big surprise. I thought she kept that close to her chest.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we knew she was going for sub-3, but we assumed it was London. But a few people nipped off to Seville and did a marathon. I know a few people went to Seville. It's obviously a great marathon, the Seville marathon.
I've heard that before, that it's nice.
Yeah, it's obviously fast and flat.
Yeah,
and
but I wouldn't do what they tell me to do if I was out there. I believe in Seville disobedience. A bit of Gandhi comedy there.
Nice.
Yeah, but congratulations to Kate, because she's fought for that.
Well, she's been training like a lunatic. She's been doing 80, 85 miles a week. She did 2:58, didn't she? It was close.
Yeah, that's right.
It was sharp.
But she's done 3:07.
Yeah, 3 hours and 7, yeah, of course.
Just to come back from that is
it's amazing.
Psychologically
it's absolutely
good.
Incredible, yeah. So
that's so really amazing. Good.
That's fair play to. And I know someone else who went over from Heathside and did 2:56 as well, and he was desperate to beat 3 hours, so that's good. So well played, all the Seville.
Was that last weekend or was that?
That was last weekend. That was last Sunday. Brilliant. Yeah. So that was nice.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed the snow, and then I went for a little run at the gym. I thought I nearly didn't go. I thought it was to keep myself fresh.
Yeah.
My quads, the bottom ones on the back of your calves.
Right.
Feeling a little bit tight after all that running. and the snow and the half.
Mm.
And then, but I went and did 5K on a running machine on Friday.
Right.
But you know, I was thinking when you were deliberately running slow.
Yeah.
Running slow, it's the worst of both worlds, isn't it? Because it's not fast enough to get it over and done with.
Yeah.
And it's not as slow as not running.
Oh, what, you mean on the treadmill or just generally? Yeah.
And in general, if I was being strict with myself and going, no, don't go too fast.
Yeah, I find it really hard to run slowly on a treadmill. Oh, I always end up starting slow and then running ridiculously quickly.
If I, you know, because the bar tap was still on the cards at that point. Yes, otherwise, exactly. You get to the last K or whatever and just think, well, I'll just whack it up to 15 and just get there as fast as I can.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, but then I went to do all my other exercises and I felt a little bit untoward, so I left off. I did a miniature version of it all.
Right.
But I feel like I might have been... I feel like I'm fighting something, but you know, you have been, you know, so ill. I was just thinking, I don't want to take the mickey. I mean,
if you can't
tell whether you're ill or not, you can't be that ill.
No, that's it. But there's always a... And on the flip side of that, there's a moment of sort of relief when you actually say, actually... I'm now ill.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? When you call it, because you fight it and fight it and fight, and then you realise, you know, I can barely get out of bed. I'm sweating buckets. Every bone is aching, and I can't speak because my voice is so messed. Yeah. This is what being ill is.
Yeah.
But it takes a while to get to that stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's quite nice when it happens. You know?
I feel like running is quite good. You know, your immune system sort of benefits from it. But sometimes I feel like when there's a germ really floating around. It's not like you don't get it so much as you get it and you keep it at bay.
Yes. For ages. Yeah. I mean.
So, and then I thought, and then my wife was saying that, you know, we were both sort of obviously, we're all thinking that the bath half would probably be cancelled because the weather reports were saying. And in the cold weather, my wife is obsessed. She watches the weather reports on a kind of quarter-hourly basis.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is brilliant. And we watched the snow going, it's snowing, the flakes have got bigger, they got smaller, it started again. We love it.
Yes.
If you're not into that stuff, don't come around the house when snow's on the cards, because we were,
Weather watch of the Deerings. Yeah.
And so we kind of sniffed it in Bath, but she was just saying that, you know, watch it, because the moment they officially cancel it, you're going to get
ill. And are you feeling better?
That
or you
might
feel
yet be the case. I feel all right.
Well, hopefully you're
but
not
I'm loving
down
the training. I'm sorry for you this week, because and I was looking forward to doing the 2 week on week. But, you know, there's plenty more good training to come.
Yeah, of course there is.
I'm planning next Saturday to do the old long run to the park run, but even longer.
Right.
Probably run sort of 13, 14 to the park
run. Wow.
In Nottingham. I go out along the canal from town and do the Beeston one?
Right, okay.
Which I did once on a very, very sunny day.
Cool.
So there might be a slight change of pace there. And we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take it really gradually on the way back. I'm going to have to...
you don't want to push yourself back into the cold.
No, but at the same time, I need to get some miles in, so I feel as unfit. I mean, I did 20:35 for the park run last Saturday, so...
Yeah.
But I can always get an okay-ish park run out, but... But I'm just nowhere near... Just haven't got any miles in my legs
at all.
That's
good. That's what you've got to do, you know, pace-wise. You have to not do... Obviously, not do today... Not do next week. And then when you get back to the park and you say, oh, I'm feeling okay with this. But like you say, you've got to get some distance in.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Cruise out this week.
Just got to get better. Just got to... Got a moment I'm feeling really tired all the time. And my wife's ill as well.
Do you find, as an older person, and I'm including myself in this, do you find that colds just last longer?
I don't really know, because I haven't really had one for 2 years. So it's been... I was starting to say things like... I don't get colds, so I kind of deserve it. To say, I just don't get ill. I don't know what it
you
is.
Know,
I just found a way of not
getting
ill.
Your kids are grown up, so they're better at hygiene, and B, they're not hanging around with loads of other little kids.
Yeah.
That's why you always have colds when the kids are little.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a good thing. I think a slow metabolism is good for running, and it's good for sort of health and food and things. But I find that if I get a cut or if I get a cold, it just takes weeks.
Yeah. I haven't been eating much. So the only advantage is I've lost a bit of weight, but the general feeling is one of weakness, definitely.
Yeah, whereas I've had a really good carb-loading week.
That's great.
It's been lovely.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's good, loads of distance, and, you know, it's good to get some miles
carbs,
in your legs.
Less distance, more carbs.
And you've still not drank, which is amazing.
No, not drinking.
Yeah.
Not
that's good.
Drinking.
I haven't drank while I've been ill. I had that night when I got back from Australia and got drunk to get over the jet lag. That worked.
Yeah.
Just to launch me into illness.
I think it was Sarah who got in touch on Twitter and said, looking forward to coming to the Comedia show tonight with all the people who potentially ran the Bath half and then getting drunk because we're not.
Yeah.
So that's a positive spin.
Yes. Yeah, that is a positive
Hello,
spin.
Hello, Bath!
That is a positive spin on it, yes. Yeah. To think that this time last year we were we're doing the Bath half. I was in 85-minute half marathon shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I was gonna run it as fast as I could.
Yeah.
I was certainly planning on knocking, a significant chunk off that. Well, I wanted to do it sub 135 to start for certain.
Yes. Yeah.
And make a bid for 90.
Yeah.
So you know that 148 will have to stand. 147. Yes. 149. Yeah.
It's funny sometimes how quickly you can run when you're not trying to run quickly, though. There's something you can find yourself running deceptively quick sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying. That's what you bottled when you got your sub three. Not bottled as in I bottled it, but you're trying to bottle that accidental speed, aren't you?
Yeah. So what you got planned this week then? You're gonna do the Nottingham Park run.
Yeah, that's next. Yeah. That's a week today.
Right.
So that'll be a good
cool.
long run.
Yeah.
With a bit of pace.
Yeah.
And I see how I feel. I think that I'd like to run double figures on Monday, but it all goes to plan. We are hopefully running with the A21 for Grenfell.
That'd be great.
Firefighters.
Yes, yeah.
So we won't run there very far with them because they'll be running in all their kit and stuff.
Right.
But I might either do a double run or run back from that.
Okay.
Get some mileage.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And sort of... normal run or a double run on Wednesday,
right?
And then, but my big training run of the week will be on the Saturday. But I definitely want to get some miles in on Monday, just to Bath half training doesn't completely.
Yes, you want to keep it going.
Used up, you know, keep the balance
in a good
going.
Way. Yeah,
I was going to, for the first time. Well, not for the first time because I had an abortive attempt in New York. I was going to have a gel at the Bath half.
All right.
I was thinking about having one of your goo ones. They're vegan.
Yeah.
And they're no caffeine. It's just carbs and isotonic and stuff.
Right.
And they're smaller than the ones I've used in the past.
Right.
I was going to try one of those halfway around and see how it made me feel.
Interesting experiment.
I got my fueling right for Brighton.
Right.
You know, because last year in Bath, I felt like I was simultaneously underfueled and overfed.
Right. So and what did you do in Brighton then?
In Brighton I had good carby food the day before, but sensible.
Right.
You know, I had a nice, I can't remember what I had for lunch, but it might have been pasta.
Right.
But maybe if it was pasta, it'd be brown rice pasta rather than wheat pasta.
Yeah.
With some protein with it, maybe some tofu with it or something like that.
Nice.
And then
nice.
I had some, I got extra protein with a nice dose of almonds. And then I had food at the gig. I had the it was like a veggie platter with like hummus and salad and stuff.
Yes.
And I had it with chips and bread.
Nice.
Which is a bit extreme and absolutely lovely, but it's also quite early. So then I did two gigs.
Yeah.
I got up in the morning and had a really small bowl of muesli and a couple of bananas and an orange juice.
And then set forth.
Yeah, that was about like an hour and a half before the run.
Perfect.
And
perfect
timing. I think it was great because I felt fine during the run. I could tell I'd run some distance.
Yeah.
You know, I felt a little bit kind of, I just felt something.
Yeah.
At about 11, but not so you'd notice. I just thought, oh, that's 90 minutes.
Yes.
You know, I just knew from my body that and that might even be imagining.
It's still a long way to run.
Exactly.
At a moderate pace, isn't it? It's a long
and
way.
And then, once it had finished, I thought, oh, I feel a bit faint, and I went and had something to eat, and I had a pasty from that pasty shop opposite
right.
the club.
All right, yeah.
Oh my word, so good.
Nice.
It's the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Well, the post race meals are always good for that. Like post race scoffings are great fun.
Oh my lord, and also Brighton. If you're vegan, Brighton is the place to be.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's heavenly.
I would be
absolutely
a very
heavenly
lardy vegan if I lived in Brighton. Things would get quite difficult.
So
we're getting into talking to things getting quite difficult. We can see the evidence of the West Country snow now.
It's starting
to come in. Just saw some fairly big drifting over on the right.
Yeah, it's starting to come in now, isn't it?
And
we're starting to hit some weather.
Yeah.
It's not the perfect storm yet, but it's starting to.
I love fishing. I love being a fisherman.
Yeah. Those oystermen.
Yeah, so I felt like I got that right. But I think that ahead of London, I wanted to just see how I can get on with the gel because I really did not get on with my gel in New York.
Yeah.
And I said never again then. But I don't know. I think that maybe...
I think if you can make your peace with gels, there might be another... might find little pockets of energy that you can get hold of.
Exactly. Well, I've got... I'm working against the fade, you know. When it comes down to it, even at my best, I fade.
Yes.
And I think everyone does.
Everyone fades,
I've got to fade without disappearing, you know.
Yes. Yeah. You want a slow fade as opposed
to a
crash.
I want to get to that last six and not think I'm just surviving.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Everybody hurts sometimes.
Sometimes everything is wrong.
Everybody fades
sometimes. And the day is long. And the night. That reminds me, I've started doing my playlists again.
All right, okay.
They're obviously direct competition with
with our own. Yes,
so
that's good.
Don't do this.
Give them a plug.
But if you ever fancy listening to music while you're running and you've got Spotify, all the playlists begin Best of RDIRM. That's Rob Deering's Infinite Running Music.
All right, yeah.
So I chuck all the songs into that. That's a massive playlist.
Nice.
But I do a little themed dozen songs.
Cool.
And I've just got back into it, and there's some good ones.
Nice. Brilliant.
I did one about parks and gardens.
Yeah.
For once the weather's cleared, you know.
Yes, yeah.
And there's a REM song on there called Gardening at Night.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
what's it called? Like Gardening?
Gardening at Night.
I haven't heard that one, though.
It's really early. It's off an EP when they first came along.
Really, yeah.
Comes out. They were driving to a gig.
Yeah.
And one of the band members said, do you mind if we pull up here? I just want to do a little bit of night gardening.
Yeah.
He meant we.
Right. Okay.
But, you know, that'll do. So if you're on a run, try not to do, if you're doing the London Marathon, try not to do any night gardening. Just try and wait for the cubicles. That'd
I know that REM tune, Night Swimming, that's a good tune, isn't
it? Deserves a quiet night.
It's not like years ago.
If you know someone,
swimming.
If you're of an age, you might know someone at university who could play that on piano, which is fine, except it's got like, it's like a Chinese finger puzzle. It doesn't ever stop, does it? It goes...
Yeah, it's great.
Stop it!
Perfect. Perfect timing.
He's great, isn't he, that Michael Stipe?
He's perfect. Perfect.
So, yeah, we should see how far we've gone.
Yeah, see how far we've run.
Yeah, we've gone just over nearly 33 miles.
All right, nice.
And we're averaging about a minute a mile.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
So if we can get 26.2, if we can do it like that on the day.
Yeah, we're absolutely doing fine.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully we will be back to running. We'll be back to running shortly.
We know
this has been a quick
cheated.
One. This is no good. This is driving commentary.
You know,
it's not the same. We can't do this every week.
And we're kind of fessing up. We've not been
we're not
keeping
pretending.
Quiet, but we've been keeping our heads down. But this has been. It's not just the weather. You know, Paul's been absolutely wiped out this week, and the Bath Half being cancelled. As he said, he wasn't going to do it anyway. So it's been a bit of a knockout.
This is an illness.
Running commentary.
Yeah.
So
because we're trying to keep the once a week thing, isn't it?
Talking
That's
of
the
it's
thing,
a knockout.
The
should we wear huge costumes? With like, you know, like with giants for the marathon.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, let's do that. Let's.
get
no.
Stuart Hall to watch.
No. And here comes running commentary. And here comes Deering.
He used to laugh a lot, Stuart Hall.
He used to, yeah, not anymore.
Before the trouble.
Yes, not anymore. Yeah.
Quite right
too. So listen, get in touch. Tell us if you were doing any half marathons today, because some are still ongoing this weekend.
Absolutely.
There will still be some half marathons ongoing.
It's the season, isn't it?
Yeah.
We want to know about all your runs, and in this part of the season, if you're running in horrible weather or if you had anything cancelled, just let us know where
tell
you're at with
it. What
you've
been up to, the drama. People have been running in all kinds of conditions, because they're tough. They're a tough bunch, runners.
Yes, absolutely. But don't be foolish, you know, if you're stuck in the weather or you don't want to get, you haven't got access to a treadmill or you're ill, don't, you know, training is not rigid. Yes, like you're going to need to get back, you've got
I'm
to build
need
it
to
up.
Get back and build
but
it up,
you've
yeah,
also got to, you have got to listen to yourself, you know, if you're doing something
and
you're not feeling it, you've got to not do it, you
yes.
know, or
yeah,
if it's
yeah.
not available to you for technical reasons, you've got to forgive yourself.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
I had
Let
a moment,
go.
I, like you say, I knew, I did a half marathon last weekend, I knew they were going to cancel the Bath Half. And still, when they cancelled it, I just kind of felt like I didn't know where I was for the rest of the day. It's very discombobulating.
It takes away your structure, doesn't it? It takes away your structure of life.
Absolutely. I think
because
you psychologically, you prepare.
Yes,
and
of course you do.
And you prepare to think about it without thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah,
so
absolutely.
So do take care. And like you say, if you're in a situation where you can get your hair down and front it out, then brilliant. Some amazing snow run pictures coming in.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic.
If you can't
fantastic,
run,
inspiring.
You let yourself off. That's okay too.
Just chill. Just chill. Just chill and get well. We'll see you on the other side.
And keep in touch. Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, Carrier Pigeon.
Instagram, Snapchat.
Yeah, but I haven't been keeping up with the Instagram. I'll do the Instagram. All right, I'm gonna refresh the Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. We're not that strong on Snapchat to be
no,
fair.
No, you'll never find us on Snapchat.
Yeah, no. Running
with Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.